This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda pledges to recognize people's war victims as national martyrs. Supreme Court hearing cricketer Sandeep Lamithani's appeal today. And French President Emmanuel Macron to visit China to seek Chinese government's help to end Russia-Ukraine war. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has said that the government would declare those who sacrificed their lives for the cause of people's war as the national martyrs. During his interaction with the families of those killed and disappeared during the people's war at the Prime Minister's official residence at Baluwatar today, he said preparations are going on to officially recognize those who had their significant contribution to make a big political change happen in the nation. Prime Minister Dahal assured that the bill regarding the Truth and Reconciliation Commission has neared the final stage and remaining works of the peace process would complete soon. Prime Minister's Chief Advisor Haribol Gajrel, Maoist Center's General Secretary Dev Prasad Gurung, Deputy General Secretary Shakti Bahadur Basnet and leader Hitraj Pandey were among those present on the occasion. The affected families drew the Prime Minister's attention towards the state's proper recognition for them. Likewise, Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda is leaving for Doha, Qatar on March 3rd to participate in the 5th Conference of the Least Developed Countries, LDCs. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs said Nepali delegation under the leadership of Prime Minister Dahal will leave for Doha on March 3rd and it will return back home on March 6th. Ministry's spokesperson Sewa Lamsal informed that the Prime Minister will also participate in some programs of the United Nations also on the sideline of the conference. On the occasion, Prime Minister Dahal will attend the sideline and bilateral meetings. The Prime Minister will be addressing the conference to be organized by Malawi, the LDC's chair, on March 4th. Spokesperson Lamsal added that the Prime Minister will also be making the country statement as the 26th speaker in the general debate of the conference. The Nepali delegation will also take part in the side event to be held among Nepal, Bangladesh and Laos, which are graduating from LDC status. A hearing is taking place at the Supreme Court today on whether to keep former captain of national men's cricket team Sandeep Lamithani in judicial custody or continue his release on bail. Likewise, the appeal by the leg spinner who is charged of raping a minor to be allowed to travel outside the country to play cricket will also be heard today. The single bench of Supreme Court Justice Ishwar Prasad Khatiwada, while hearing the appeal by Lamithani last Friday, had ordered the hearing to be scheduled for today. The hearing today will focus on whether High Court Patan's order to release Lamithani on a bill of rupees 2 million was correct or not. If the Supreme Court upholds the order of the High Court, then the appeal by Lamithani for travelling outside the country will be heard. The case of rape filed against Lamithani is pending at Kathmandu District Court. The Office of the Attorney General had filed the petition along challenging the High Court's decision to release Lamithani on bail. Both applications are being heard before a division bench consisting of two justices today. The government is preparing to issue an entry pass with a photo and expiry date on it for the entry of the visitors into Singha Darbar, the main administrative centre in the country. The Central Monitoring and Assessment Committee has directed the Home Ministry to make necessary preparation to distribute the Central Entry Pass Distribution System. A meeting of the committee held under the chair of Chief Secretary Shankar Das Bairagi directed the Home Secretary Binod Prakash Singh to distribute the computer-based Central Pass with a photograph and expiry date on it. The meeting has also directed the Home Ministry to make provisions for entry and exit of officials from other entrance gates except the western one of the Singha Darbar. The Department of Archaeology has begun the study of the famous Swayambhu Chaitya Bihar located in Bidur Municipality 2 of Nuwakot District. The Bihar is believed to have been built during the Lichhavi period about 1,400 years ago. The department has started a study to reconstruct it in an archaeological form following excavation, study and exploration. Spokesperson of the department, Ram Bahadur Kumar, said that the archaeologists from Durham University in the UK have started collecting information on the underground structures with the use of latest technology. Two archaeologists from the Durham University are working on the site to collect the necessary details. Journalist Manoj Hitanga has died in a road accident that took place at Milonchok in Butwal last night. The accident took place when the motorcycle he was riding collided with the passenger bus coming from the opposite direction. Spokesperson of Traffic Police Lumbini, Hom Bahadur Thapa, informed the 37-year-old journalist was seriously injured in the accident and died during treatment at Lumbini Provincial Hospital. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. French President Emmanuel Macron has said he will visit China in April to seek the Chinese government's help with ending Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The announcement came after China published a 12-point position paper that called for a ceasefire and political settlement to end the year-long conflict. Beijing has sought to position itself as a neutral party on the conflict, even as it has maintained close ties with Russia and helped scuttle a joint statement condemning the war at a G20 gathering in India. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky welcomed China's efforts, saying Kiev needed to cooperate with Beijing to put an end to the war. The Ukrainian leader also expressed hopes to meet Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping, calling it important for world security. Vote counting is underway in Nigeria's tightest presidential election since military rule ended in 1999. Turnout appeared to be high, with many young first-time voters arriving before dawn to cast their ballots. The elections are the biggest democratic exercise in Africa, with 87 million people eligible to vote. The election day was largely peaceful, but there were some reports from Lagos of violence and ballot boxes being snatched. Some voters complained of being attacked and chased out of where they had gathered to cast their ballots. Mass power outages, flooding and closures of both highways and beaches are reported in California as a rare winter storm sweeps the U.S. state. More than 120,000 people, many of them in Los Angeles area, are without electricity after days of fierce winds. Main North-South Highway of the West Coast, Interstate 5, remains shut in the mountainous section known as the Gabrielvin. The storm, which is due to weaken in, is one of the strongest to hit the state. Relentless winds have toppled trees and drowned power lines. The storm has brought alternating snow and heavy rains to Los Angeles. Authorities said yesterday all beaches were closed for several hours due to lightning strikes in LA County. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the possibility of rain and thunderstorms due to the general influence of westerly winds in the country today. Meteorologist Rosanna Lamisane said there is a probability of light rainfall with thunder and lightning in few places of the hilly areas of Province No. 1, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. Likewise, light snowfall is also likely in the mountainous areas of the three provinces. Kathmandu Valley is also likely to witness rainfall with partial to normal change in the weather today. Meteorologist Lamichane said that in the next few days, the weather will become clear in the morning and evening in the province No. 1, Bagmati and Gandaki province. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 10 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 23 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda pledges to recognize people's war victims as national martyrs. Supreme Court hearing cricketer Sandeep Lamichani's appeal today. And French President Emmanuel Macron to visit China to seek Chinese government's help to end Russia-Ukraine war. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.